This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The first development project on the North Slope targeting natural gas is expected to come online as early as next year. The Point Thompson Field, 60 miles east of Prudhoe Bay, is being developed by ExxonMobil. During a project update for the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce Tuesday, ExxonMobil Alaska Production Manager Karen Hagedorn described initial development, which she says will focus on gas condensate.
It's a liquid production that we can actually pump through a pipeline back into the Trans-Alaska pipeline and export through the normal infrastructure that we use for oil on the North Slope.
Hagedorn highlighted the significance of a recently completed 22-mile pipeline linking Point Thompson to an existing network of North Slope feeder lines.
For the first time, the Trans-Alaska pipeline system is now connected all the way from the National Petroleum Reserve on the west side all the way to the edge of ANWR on the east side of the North Slope. It's all connected up now to the Trans-Alaska pipeline. So that's a really important development.
Hagedorn said three wells at Point Thompson are expected to begin moving about 10,000 barrels of condensate per day in late 2015 or early 2016. She cautioned that the $4 billion project is only half complete. Remaining work includes installation of football field-sized production modules being built in Korea for delivery next summer.
We are bringing in these modules from Korea because of their size. There wasn't an option to build them in Alaska, but we do have over 130 truckable modules that were built here in Alaska that are also part of the Point Thompson development, and that includes the housing here and also some of the warehouses and utility buildings. Those were all built here in Alaska.
Hagedorn says 70% of the $2 billion spent so far on Point Thompson has been spent in Alaska. Dry gas produced from the wells will be reinjected underground like it is at Prudhoe Bay until there's an Alaska natural gas line. As Pavlov volcano continues to erupt, local flights were grounded on the Alaska Peninsula yesterday amid concerns about volcanic ash and steam plumes that are reaching heights of 20,000 feet and spiking to 30,000 feet. Pan Air and Grant Aviation services to Unalaska and Cold Bay were canceled. An earthquake shook some southeast Alaska residents at about 4 a.m. yesterday. The Alaska Earthquake Information Center reports the 5.8 magnitude quake centered about 100 miles northeast of Juneau. There were no immediate reports of damage. A survey of wolves in Denali National Park and Preserve this spring turned out the fourth lowest count since biologists started keeping track of the animals nearly 30 years ago. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
This year, biologists counted 51 wolves among 13 packs in a 17,640 square kilometer area. That's approximately the same size as 94 football fields. Simple arithmetic shows this year's is the lowest wolf population density ever recorded in the park and preserve. Steve Arthur is the park's biology program manager.
We do think that there's been a real decline in wolves over the last 6 or 8 years, not a super steep decline, and we're at about the level that we were in the early 90s, which was following a decline in wolves that was in response to a reduction in caribou abundance.
There hasn't been a recent decline in the caribou population. In fact, Arthur says caribou numbers are slowly increasing. But he says they have moved to the north and east end of the park. The lowest number of wolves were recorded on the west side of the park, where there are fewer caribou. But Arthur doesn't have an explanation for why total population and population density estimates of wolves are so low.
Whether this is a serious decline, I guess that's kind of a matter of interpretation. Certainly the numbers are low. We're concerned that, you know, we wouldn't really want them to get very much lower than that. The question is, what is driving that? And we're fairly uncertain as to what's going on, and that's why we're monitoring the situation.
Biologists count wolves in Denali National Park and Preserve twice a year. Counts in the fall will provide information about the number of wolf pups born this spring. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.
In Anchorage Wednesday, more than 4,250 bikers turned out for Bike to Work Day. That's more than twice as many as for last year's event, when snow, cold, and wet weather contributed to low numbers. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.